This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start our day, let's listen to some things that God has to say and let them shape our lives. You know something? We don't have in us what we need to shape our lives properly, do we? I think you know that instinctively, as do I. We were made for God, and we need God in our lives. And you know, when you put God at the center of your life, one of the most important things in your life, then, is to take time for God each day. You know, following God isn't a matter of just knowing some things in the Bible that you ought to do and trying to do them. It's knowing God, the person, trusting Him, and growing in your relationship with Him. Well, this is what we're talking about all this week, learning to trust God. I want you to think for just a minute about someone who trusts you in life. Maybe you have a little child and you just see their total trust in you expressed in things that they say. You know, when your child says something and it just shows you that they trust you completely, doesn't that move you deeply? And doesn't it stir up in you a desire? And doesn't it stir up in you a desire to never betray that trust, but to be someone they can look up to and count on all through their lives? Or maybe you've fallen in love and there's someone who you've wanted to build a relationship and they have decided to trust you and move ahead in that relationship. What joy that brings to you in your heart, a sense of rightness and goodness and a desire to please and honor that person in your life. Well, how do you think God feels when we decide to put our trust in Him? Of course, it moves Him so deeply, doesn't it? And He loves that. And He also says, I will never be untrustworthy to this person. I will prove myself faithful to them. That's what it is when you trust someone. You know, there are times in your life where you have faith in something God has said in the Bible. And all of these things help to build trust. But trust in God on the personal level is more than just faith in a situation or praying something in faith that God will answer. It's kind of like the sum total of all your faith experiences that have built this place where you say, okay, I trust God. It's a faith that has grown to become something absolute, an anchor to your soul. No matter what's happening, even if I don't understand it, there's someone I trust who's in charge and in control. And I'm going to rest in that knowledge. He loves me. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He has a good purpose. And I'm going to trust Him, as hard as it is to understand what's going on. That is trust. You see the difference? Faith responds to certain needs and expresses itself in prayer, but trust is something deep that underlies your whole life. I have this confidence in God, and as I grow my relationship with Him, that confidence just grows. So, what is there you could do in your life today to build your trust in God? What circumstance are you facing? And you need to come to God with it and say, God, I don't want to just pray about this situation. I want to stop and remember and recognize who You are and put my trust in You as a person. And then I'm going to pray about this situation as well, but my prayers are going to flow from this already established confidence I have, because I trust the One who's in control. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.